The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Neve Cooper, always good to speak to you. First of all, what you're up to netball-wise at the minute, I suppose, getting ready for Glasgow?
Yeah, it's all steam ahead for World Cup qualifiers. Time has flown. I feel like we got a bit of a break there over the summer for a couple of weeks, and then it's just straight back into the thick of it again. Still with Northern Ireland, Storm hasn't started back yet, so it's still sort of full flow in the international season, and really looking forward to having another crack at Scotland and Wales. Very excited to get going again.
Have you had a proper chance to look back on Birmingham 2022 yet?
I think like the important parts that I need, that we as a team and me as an individual need to take away from it, we've reviewed, but in parts we needed to like close that chapter quickly and take the learnings and move on, because we have had such little time between that ending and the World Cup qualifiers, and then obviously needed a bit of time for like a mental break, physical break before actually, you know, giving everything that we can into the World Cup qualifiers. So I wouldn't say that I fully reflected on the whole thing, but I have taken away what we need to, I suppose, before trying to, you know, go out there and be the best that we can come World Cup qualifiers.
The mental side is important as well. Have you had a bit of a chance to relax after everything it threw at you?
Yeah, I've been really lucky. I got away on a holiday for a week, and a couple of my friends got married, actually including Yaz Parsons. So I've got a good bit of a chance to let the hair down for a couple of weeks, which was great. And I just think it's really important to kind of come out of that like really intense environment just for a couple of weeks. And then in the end, you miss all your friends and you miss hanging out with them all day, every day. So then you get excited to go back into camp again and start training and having another focus. I absolutely love like working towards something. So a couple of weeks off sort of does you rightly, and then you're back into it again.
Yeah, we all saw your pictures at Yaz's wedding.
Nah, it's good fun now. I know. Nicky Austin did me dirty.
Oh, no. The World Cup qualifiers, and we got a good idea of Scotland and Wales and Birmingham, didn't we?
Yeah, we really did. I think it was a great opportunity to see exactly, you know, the style that they're playing at the moment and the players that they have, the changes that they're making. And I suppose we have the luxury of having lots of footage to be able to sort of like have a good proper look at what way they're playing and how to combat that, which is something that we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks. But I suppose with that also, it's like a two-edged sword. They have all the footage of us as well. So it's good. And as I was saying, it'll be, you know, we do have the luxury of having Republic of Ireland, Isle of Man and Gibraltar as tests during the series. They're also in the competition, so it'll be a good opportunity, hopefully, to try and test a couple of different things we've been working on against them and bleed in a few of our younger ones as well.
Crowds will be back and giving them a chance to see some really top-class international netball.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, I played at the Emirates Arena lots of times, and like next to the Northern Irish and Surrey Storm fans, I would say that the Scottish fans are probably up there with some of the loudest and best fans to play against. I mean, they waited a couple of hours just to watch our match against Surrey Storm at the Emirates Arena whenever we had the floor issue last year. So they're committed fans, and it'll be a really exciting atmosphere to play in. So I'm excited about it. Like, it's definitely a nice place to play.
This will be really, really easy question for you to answer, but did you have to think twice about returning to Storm?
No, to be honest. especially whenever I knew who, you know, was on the horizon in terms of the signings that Mickey was considering and the vision that Mickey has. You know, like, I would say that I'm 100% sure that Mickey Austin will win the Super League with Surrey Storm at some stage, and I want to be involved with that and buy into everything that she's sort of about. So I didn't even have a second doubt when it came to signing for Storm again this year, and I'm just excited and glad that she wanted me to still be involved.
I'll clip that and send it to her.
She'll be like, she's such a loser.
As a Storm fan as well, we look at some of the players. I mean, good grief, is two words that I could only sum it up by. Sophie Drakeford-Lewis joining.
Yeah, really exciting. Young English Rose joining with lots of experience now and off the back of the Commonwealth Games. So I think that she'll be a great addition to the team in goal attack and potentially in wing attack as well. So yeah, I'm excited to get to know Sophie and to start training with her. She seems like a player who has a very hard work ethic, and that's someone that I think I'll probably get along quite well with. So excited to welcome her in, see how she fits in with Peace. It gives us a very strong shooting circle with Frankie Wells in there too. I'm a massive fan of Frankie Wells, and I think that the two of them offer completely different things. So I think it should hopefully work out really well.
Layla as well, she, no doubt if she gets a transfer over to Royal Surrey, Perry will be doing a carpool.
Nah, I actually don't know what she's doing work-wise, but yeah, maybe I have to let them know there's another netballer on the block. But yeah, I mean, what a superstar. And I mean, talked about as one of the best goal defences in the world. And that's definitely something that I would agree with. And I'm really looking forward to being able to learn from her and also, you know, hopefully play out in front of her. It just changes the dynamic up and gives us lots more options. I mean, when you look at that defensive end, I mean, you can have about five or six different options in terms of different combinations, because we have Felicitas still in there as well. Shardy Curtis really proved herself last year. So, I mean, there's going to be high competition for places, but I do think that that's an environment that hopefully we'll all thrive in.
And you mentioned her there, but when you've got people like Mickey saying, oh, well, we're thinking of signing X player, and it just gets you on your best?
Yeah, absolutely, because it raises your standards. You can't lay back on your laurels, you know, that you're going to play, you're going to start. You have to really work hard for every minute that you're going to get on court and try new things. And I think that's what's going to be important about this group, is that every week in, week out, there's going to be competition for places. But I also think it's an environment where we'll be able to learn off each other, because I bring something different that Layla does, that Amy Flanagan does, that Felicitas does. And they'll learn a bit off me and I'll learn a bit off them. And that's ultimately how we're going to grow as a group. And I'm really excited to see how that happens, because it has been happening in parts over the last couple of years, but it's probably something that we've been lacking to an extent. And, you know, pushing forward this year, I would really, really hope that we could be in the top four, if not pushing for a finals place with the players and the caliber of player that we have.
Speaking of Amy, her and Hannah have been training alongside you for a couple of months, is that right? I mean, the nerds among us have spotted some pictures on Storm's Facebook. So when she was announced as part of the squad, maybe not as much as a surprise?
No, it's definitely something that I would have expected. We've had the delight of being able to train with Amy and Hannah for the last whole year. Amy actually came in at pre-season last year as a non-playing training partner who just wanted a break, just wanted to play netball for fun for a year. And I think she was there about once a week. And she was so fun to have in the environment. She's a lovely girl and brings so much.
I don't know about you, but I'm really looking forward to Storm v Pulse, especially when we've got the likes of Jade and Chelsea as part of that Pulse squad this season.
Yeah, that's going to be an exciting matchups, actually, now that you say that. All of the teams, there's quite a number of teams that have really highly recruited and recruited smartly, like Rhinos, looking at them, they're going to be a deadly team this year, with a couple of South Africans, a Kiwi, they've got Caroline O'Hanlon. So that's going to be, you know, a big matchup as well. So I'm really excited. I think this season's going to be full of the normal twists and turns, but there's going to be some really tight matchups through the season. I think the fans are in for a real treat.
Sorry, Storm, netball.co.uk in the meantime for everything Storm. And more information on that Netball Northern Ireland qualifier up in Scotland, netballni.org. Niamh, in the meantime, thank you and have a great day.
Thanks, Andy. Great to chat to you again.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.